Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 224.
I know there are differences on same-sex marriage, but surely we can agree that our gay and lesbian brothers and sisters deserve to visit the person they love in a hospital and to live lives free of discrimination.
Should have said it louder.
I will.
Oh, you can do it later.
Okay.
Hey, welcome everyone to Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
And this is Ray.
Yes, and joining us is my partner Mike. Hi, Mike.
Hey.
Mike has been here in New Orleans, and this. You've been out in the bars. Right now, Gustav. What's his name?
Gustav,
that's right. Yeah. Hurricane Gustav is coming over, and we're scared. I'm scared. But first, Ray, how was your drive here to New Orleans?
It was actually very good. We didn't have any problems until we got actually into the French Quarter and the tire blew out. So
tire blew out.
So we got to go get a tire tomorrow before everything closes. So.
Oh, that's right. People are evacuating already.
People are evacuating.
Yes, so. Everyone. Good.
And this is the storm chaser, so.
Storm chaser. Yeah, we've been chasing the storm. Where the storm is going, that's where we're going. So, yeah, it's coming here to New Orleans, Louisiana in general. But I think it's veering towards the west, right? Yeah. So, Mike, you've been here last night. You've been out to the bars. How was the bar? How are the bars?
Packed. Very, very crowded. I went to, Lafitte's. So Lafitte's was crowded, and the street was packed with people outside, and all the way down through the pub in Oz, and up to Good Friends in Rawhide, and 700 Club. A lot of people at 700 Club.
That was the first time I've heard of
it.
Was Pat Robertson there?
Mm. He was on his knees in the back, I think.
Ah, okay.
Praying.
Yeah.
Praying. I've never been there.
You've been there before. It was the 700 Club.
Oh, what's the name before?
We used to go get burgers there, remember?
Oh.
Used to be, that's where Peter liked to go get burgers.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. It's been a long time, I guess.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
I don't know. I can't remember anymore.
Yeah, the corner of St.
We should go there. Because that's where the Decadent Ducks have been going. Yeah, I met up with Troy. Troy from Decadent Ducks. Decadent Ducks. Yeah. It's hard to say it. So, yeah, you get to talk to him today?
Briefly. When we first got here, the hotel was packed. I mean, there were bears everywhere. You and Peter would have been in heaven, so.
Oh, yeah.
Well, John was. He got accosted in the elevator, I think.
Oh, really? Okay.
Every time I leave the hotel room, I'm getting woofed at. I'm like, where are the chasers?
Well, here. We are. There you go. That's Peter. Peter's drove with me. Peter and Johnny and I, we drove in from Houston, and it was an easy drive. There was no traffic at all. We didn't want to talk about the traffic because we don't want to jinx it, but there was no traffic at all going into town.
They're all going the other way.
All the traffic was on the westbound side of 10, so I'm sure we'll be facing that either tomorrow or Sunday whenever we decide to crawl out of here. So.
Yeah. But, we're surviving. I mean, I think it'll be okay. I think people are just going to ride it out. Like you, Mike, you're going to ride it out.
Well,
you have to come with me back to Houston, please.
People are going to ride it out, but, if they call for a mandatory evacuation, I mean, they're going to be coming through the streets and sending people out. Like St. Bernard Parish, I already said that their mandatory evacuation, if anybody is seen out on the streets after a certain hour, they're going to be arrested and taken to the state prison up in Angola. So they're telling people, if you decide to stay, you have to stay in your house. And I don't think they'll do that in Orleans Parish, but down in St. Bernard and Plaquemines and stuff, they'll do that.
Well, that's on the coast, too.
Right, and that, those are the ones. They don't have the levee protection and stuff down in there, and it's lower land and stuff. But,
well, I've been to the levees here. Yeah, we've been driving on the levees here. It's been repaired, right?
Yeah.
As far as we know.
Yeah, they had the Army Corps of Engineers on the news a little while ago talking about, we got this done, we got this done. I'm like, well, now here's your test, baby. We'll see how good the Army Corps of Engineers was on this one. So.
Yeah, we saw some Army people.
Yes.
Earlier. The National Guard's already been called on hand. Yeah. The governor's already, I think, activated 3,000 National Guardsmen to come down. Yeah.
Well, correction.
hot.
They're a hot army guys.
Well, on our way here, we were right behind a group of sheriff's cars from. You remember what county they were from? Of cops coming towards New Orleans. So.
Yeah.
And there's like 10 cars full of cops. So.
Okay.
Some of them were cute. Some of them were John cute.
Yeah. Or this is pretty much my sixth decadence, right?
This is your seventh.
Seventh sudden decadence. Oh, is it? Okay, my seventh sudden decadence. Wow. It's been a pilgrimage for me to come.
See, it's lucky seven for you.
Lucky seven.
A bad memory for all those special things in our relationship.
I know, when Katrina came, Rita, now Gustav. Yeah, I remember recording a podcast when Rita came to Houston. Yeah, it's always a sudden decadence time.
That was actually right after you started the podcast.
Yeah.
You had just started.
I just started, back in 2005. I just started the Bear Podcast, and there was Hurricane Rita. Yeah, Hurricane Rita, that's right. And right now, I had to prepare. Even before we left, we had to buy some water. I bought some canned goods and stuff. And right now, I brought some bread that just in case, Mike. Okay. Just in case.
In case you can't go down the street to the Nazi po' boy shop and get some po' boys.
Yeah, I missed that.
The Nazi po' boy is going to be there.
He'll be there tomorrow.
He'll be there regardless of the hurricane. I'm going to read a listener comment. Hold on. It's actually from the Philippines. Let me see. Let me pull it up. It's from Dennis from Bigger Manila. Uh-huh. Dennis from Bigger Manila. And if I can just find that email, it closed up. Damn it. Yeah. Where is it?
Dennis, right?
Yeah, you didn't meet Dennis. He was at the... there it is. He was at
the party.
The party that you missed, that party, that Saturday night. And let me see. Okay, here. Dennis says, I'm not really sure if you remember me, but this is Dennis, one of the hosts of Bigger Manila Groove Party. That's the party that you missed, Mike. And a party from way back earlier this August. I've actually been listening into Bear Podcast from my laptop since when you mentioned about the site. Your show rocks. Thank you. Thank you, Dennis. And I have to say that it's great that you guys have a show like this for chubs. Oh, yeah, you guys aren't used to that. We call it bears, right?
Yeah.
You're used to calling it, calling bears and cubs or bears and chasers. But there it's chubs and chasers. Okay, so and Chasers in the U.S. Please extend my regards to everyone in the show. Yeah, so he says hi. Okay, so keep on rocking. Yeah, thanks, Dennis, and thank you for listening. Keep listening, and tell the Bigger Manila boys that we're here. That we're just keep tabs on the website, bearpodcast.com. Okay. Anyway, so back to
New Orleans,
okay. So we're here for... we're here at the Omni. We're here live at the Omni, and we're pretty much, hanging out at the rooftop.
Yeah, got a beautiful view of the river and churches and most of the skyline for New Orleans right here.
Yeah, Mike was telling us about that house over there. Just a house on top of the building. Yeah, we'll check that out later. Maybe tomorrow we can take pictures of it. It's pretty cute. So what are we going to do now? We're just going to hang out with the people who are in the pool.
Well, I guess we'll hang out here for a little bit, and then, of course, we've got to go to the Phoenix.
Yes. What's happening in the Phoenix right now?
I'm sure they're having early evening prayers. There's a lot of people on their knees. I'm sure there'll be people in the streets praying. I'm sure somebody will be cooking some ribs.
Okay.
And I'm sure spirits will flow from the bottles that are there.
Okay.
And a lot of other things.
All right, we'll be seeing that there.
And I hear they have great protein shakes at the pitting, so.
Yeah. And I.
But you only get them in shots.
Yeah, they only give them away in shots. So.
In shots, all right. Okay, good one, Mike. All right, so how many minutes are we okay? We've been going.
But you know that Ed's group is hosting the party.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, Ed'll be over there.
So. Peter, don't fall home.
Oh, my God. Peter, don't be Humpty Dumpty. Peter! He's okay. On the wall. He might fall like... Oh my God! All right.
I thought he was perching up there to jump a bear from up there. Or something.
Yeah. Yeah, Peter, be careful! Don't fall off.
You get perfection.
Hey everyone, okay.
Shame on me.
This is Nard.
And this is Ray.
Yes, and we're at the block party right now. And we're just having fun right here. And joining us here is Peter.
The virgin.
The virgin. He's supposed, yeah, right. He's supposed to be the virgin of sudden decadence. You were here many years ago.
Well, the virgin of.
You were here last year?
Yeah. But I didn't come here.
Oh, okay. So what can you say about the upstairs? We went upstairs. Okay, we were unhindered. There was no line at all.
I know there's no line. I mean, we walked in and it was like, you can tell people didn't come this year because you could get in the door.
Oh,
well, they didn't come yet.
Well, they didn't come
yet. That's right.
But I'm sure there was somebody in there coming.
Oh, yeah.
All right. There's going to be a lot of people coming later tonight.
Yeah.
Some people aren't going to come till this until tomorrow morning.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. They're just going to like wait for a news and everything.
Yeah. I really feel bad for the people that can't come at all this year.
Oh, that would suck.
Take some body.
Mike. Okay, so how do you feel about the upstairs, Peter?
It's an experience that you need to be here to really feel it.
Okay.
To feel it, did you say?
To feel what did you feel?
Yeah, Peter was filling stuff up earlier.
I know, I was filled by someone.
Oh, you
I
were filled?
By
oh
someone.
My god, there you go. Some of these Asian chaser. Or...
Hey, you know, when it's so crowded in there.
Okay.
Anything goes.
Yeah, it was interesting upstairs. We were, like I said, there was no line or anything. There was no one there. I mean, there's a lot of people going up, and
I heard there's a lot of people going down too.
Yeah.
There's just a lot of people bobbing.
Yeah, there's not a lot of bobbing, but it was fun. It was it was your first experience here in New Orleans for that, right?
Pretty much, yes. The actual decadence.
The actual decadence. Okay. Did you say it's like home? What did you say?
Yes,
like
it did actually feel like home because I used to live in Amsterdam, and that's how it felt like if you go to other bars in Amsterdam.
Ah, okay.
What, smoking weed? And
oh, no, that. Those, you know, the basement and the bar in
the
Amsterdam.
Basement. Oh, I remember the basement. Oh, yeah.
Maynard enjoyed the basement. The
I'm sure he does.
I used to scout around. But there was nothing puppetry. There's no puppetry. Happening there, here at the upstairs.
No, actually, no. Just, yeah, it's just the regular stuff.
Just the regular stuff. Just
very vanilla.
Very vanilla. It was interesting. So we're just here. We're just having some drinks and playing with people's nipples and stuff. Take yourself. Yeah, take it off, Peter. Come on, take it off.
Damn! Look at that.
Look at that! Oh my god!
See, take it off. Come on.
Shit.
Show us that hairy ass. Can take my shirt off. You can take your shirt off. There you go.
Share your show your specs. Your
I don't have
your pecs. Your pecs. Okay. It's pretty fun over here. I mean, we just grabbed a couple of drinks over here and we wandered around. It was fun. But I'm really surprised. There's no line. There used to be a long line.
You can't get into that place.
It's still early too. I mean, the party just started.
I mean, it's only 11, Maynard.
It'll get busy after midnight.
Yeah. So I asked the bouncer from the inside. He said that, is there a line? Do you see a line? I've always seen a line here. So anyway, this is fun. Okay, so who do we see here? Of all people we would come here, of course, the people from Houston.
That's right.
All right, so we got to see Casey again.
Giles.
And Chuck and the others. Really fun having
Skinny
them.
Skinny Chuck.
Chuck lost a lot of weight right now. It's awesome. Hey, Chuck, come over here. Chuck! Can't see us. Chuck, over here.
Yes.
We have Skinny Chuck on the podcast.
Skinny Chuck here. Hi, Chuck.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah.
I'm like, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Chuck, okay. So when did you guys arrive?
3 hours ago.
3 hours?
What time was it? 11?
Yeah.
3 hours ago.
And did your hotel say now?
We have to leave at 8 in the morning.
Oh. There'll be a refund or something?
So this is the $500 night, basically.
Wow.
$500 to travel out here.
Okay.
So we got to get $500 worth of fun tonight.
Mm-hmm.
$500 worth.
No fucking way I'm getting $500 worth of fun.
You have to get drunk.
The loud dances need to start now.
That's right.
You can spend the night and then go out and meet someone tomorrow.
No, we gotta actually, we have to be out of the hotel at 8. We have to have our bags with us. And there's,
are you staying in the corner?
Yeah. Well, we're staying right at Canal Street. At Courtyard or Country Yard or some shit like that, anyway. So we're going to go hang out at the airport for about 13 hours.
13 hours?
Well, from 8 in the morning.
You guys flew? You didn't...
We flew. We got to fly out tomorrow night at 9.
That sucks.
We have a bar.
Yeah.
And tons of
public. You can leave your bags with us for a while or something like that. Or leave it in the car.
That's what my beard's going to look like in about 2 more years.
You want to go to the guy with hair on his back?
Well, no, it's already there. With the white beard, that's what mine's going to look like in about 2 more years.
Yeah.
All white.
I'm getting there. Starting to do this. I'm starting to get this right here. So.
Yeah.
Don't fight it.
So what are we going to do now? We're just going to hang out around here, drink some more.
We're trying to get Peter to take his pants off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Please take your pants off, Peter.
What?
Get Peter to take his pants off. Everybody else is walking.
Everyone does it their first Southern Decadence. It's the first Southern Decadence.
Everybody does it their second Southern Decadence, right?
We're at least trying to get Peter to show us his Peter.
Oh, Peter, show us your Peter. Okay.
That we have to go private.
All right.
Oh, well, that's parking lot over there. We can go over there.
All right. But anyway, this weekend, it's a Labor Day weekend, and other things are happening right now in the other cities, like Tennessee, like Nashville, actually.
Nashville.
I was going to say Tennessee's a state.
Yeah, Nashville, Tennessee.
Tennessee,
okay. I got a comment from Ryan. Yeah, hi, Ryan. So he says here, thanks, Nard, for mentioning our club, the Middle Tennessee Bear Alliance, here in Nashville, Tennessee. We're getting ready for our first bear run this weekend. Yeah, that's a very new bear club in Nashville. Awesome. It's good that they're starting another. Used to be Music City Bears. They closed, and now they have Middle Tennessee Bear. So far, it's been smooth sailing. This year will be the last performance of Bearpalooza. Yeah, so it's a Bearpalooza at our Bear Club's annual run. Next year, we are moving to create our own show and book our own entertainment. So, also thanks to Big Nug, because they helped them out on the website and stuff. So, thanks, Big Nug. All right, so... Okay, so that's Middle Tennessee. What is it?
And Splash is going on in Austin.
Yeah, we're missing a lot. Oh my god. Ooh, someone's playing with Peter's nipples. Okay.
I'm trying to.
Okay.
He's pretending that he doesn't like it.
Go ahead, play with nipples.
Take a deep breath.
Oh, look at that. Come on. All right. Some nipple sucking action here. All right. Okay. All right, Peter just had his first Southern Decadence nipple play. All right, so we'll catch you guys in a bit. All right.
Okay, before we go on with the events, we would like to call out to all the people in Louisiana and Mississippi and some parts of Texas and all other places that are affected by Hurricane Gustav. We hope all of you people are safe and sound. And I actually saw some videos from New Orleans that the water was at the top of the levee. It was almost spilling over. But they were holding. They were holding well, and there were no breaches. There were no major breaches. And there was a break in the levee somewhere, but it did not cause any big damage in the city. Nothing catastrophic. So Mike and I were watching CNN during the hurricane, and the... reporter was at the rooftop of the Omni Hotel, and that's where we were recording the first part of this episode. Yeah, I just found it interesting. It was a little unsettling because, you know, the reporter was there being blown away. Not really blown away, but the wind was just so strong, and you could see rain and wind coming into the city. Yeah, but like I said, everything's okay as far as I know. And not to make light of the situation, Sudden Decadence seemed to move to Houston. Yeah, just an observation. There were a lot of people from New Orleans who I saw there at the Ripcord. Well, at the Ripcord I saw. And it's good to know that they're all safe and sound too. Actually, Mike was telling me that people can go back to the city by Thursday. It's coming Thursday, so that is good news. Yeah. Okay, so shout out to James and Pete from Albany, New York. Yeah, I saw them at the Ripcord. And yeah, it's good to see them. I got to meet Pete at last. I haven't seen James for years, so shout out James and Pete. Okay, on with the events. Moonshine Madness 2008 in Lexington, Kentucky. Yeah, come join the Moonshine Bears of Kentucky for Moonshine Madness on September 5th to 7th. We have a weekend of friends, food, and fun planned. Check out the website for more details and take advantage of our early registration discount. So go to moonshinebears.com. Next event is Bearadise 14th in Oklahoma City. Okay, that's on September 5. Bearadise has become one of the hottest bear events of the season. It's held annually at the Habana Inn, gay resort in Oklahoma City. The gay strip is centrally located adjacent to the hotel, so transportation is no problem. The Habana is the largest gay resort in the country with over 200 rooms, two swimming pools, several clubs, and a full-service restaurant and gift shop. Okay, so for more info, go to redearthbears.org. And by the way, they are using Bear City's event planner system. Yeah, so I personally haven't used it. So any of you guys, can you let me know how easy it is to register via Bear City? And also, something's going on with Bear City. You guys may have observed the past few days, maybe. It's been down for some time. And any of you guys know what's going on? Just let me know. As far as I know, there's just it's probably a server that's down. So, we shall see. We'll probably hear from David. Okay, next event is Furball, the Amsterdam Harryman Dance Party in Amsterdam, Netherlands. That's on September 5th. Furball, the original Harryman Dance Party in Amsterdam with DJ Miss Wendy. Furball Amsterdam, DJ Mike Kelly, Greencom Cologne, and VJ Eddie Ball, Love Dance, XXX Leather. Okay, doors open at 10 p.m. and up to 4 a.m. and pre-sale €12.50. At the door, €15. So more details on the website, go to furball.nl. Okay, and let's go to Mr. Georgia. Wait a second, what's the date for this? Oh, September 6th. Mr. Georgia Bear, Georgia Cub Competition. Oh, it's Georgia Bear, Georgia Cub Competition. All right, it's in Atlanta. So who's going to be the first? Mr. Georgia Bear 2009 and Mr. Georgia Cub 2009. So they're going to have a dinner, pool party, and of course this competition. Open to all bears and cubs 21 years and older in the Southeast. This is an official fundraiser for the New Southern Bears, Georgia's premier bear club. Okay, so that's on September 6th in Douglasville, Georgia. So, admission is $15. Yeah, it's a fundraiser. So, if you want to RSVP, go email info@southernbears.yahoo.com for directions. Or you can go to southernbears.org for more info. Okay, let's go back to the show where Ray and I continue to talk about our evacuation experience. Hey everyone, we just got back from New Orleans and we're back in Houston. Ray, how are you doing, Ray?
I'm recovering.
Yeah. Okay. How long was your evacuation?
The exodus from New Orleans lasted 14 hours.
14 hours.
Yes.
It took us 10 and a half hours. So. 10 and a half hours. But
and y'all left, what, 2 hours before we did?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So y'all got in before most of the stuff hit, so.
That's right. So we just got a little lucky. And it's a good thing that there are about three of us in the car, so, you know, alternating and driving and actually chatting and That helped a lot. That you know. How about you guys? You were all four of you in the truck?
No, we were in John's Jetta. So it was our four big old butts in that little bitty Jetta.
Oh, wow. That is.
In fact, we went to go get lunch a little while ago. I couldn't even get in the Jetta. We had to take the truck. I said, my butt can't sit in that seat for a while. I was literally sore. And, it wasn't a good kind of sore. It was from sitting in that freaking his bucket seats all for 14 hours. So, but
So for those of you who don't know, we were in New Orleans for Southern Decadence.
Yes.
And just so happened.
Very short Southern Decadence.
Very short Southern Decadence. We just ended up leaving the day after. So we were there. We did hang out, right?
Yeah.
We recorded at the Elysian Fields, and we recorded some audio. And after that, we just went, hanged out at Lafitte's for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, we went to Lafitte's and
Over at the Phoenix.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that was... Oh, you went back to the Phoenix? Oh, that was before, right?
That was before, yeah. Because we didn't podcast from the Phoenix, did we? No.
Oh, we did.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we did? Oh, that's right. You were walking around, I think, trying to get people to say stuff without them knowing that you recorded it.
Who was that? The guy from... No. A guy from Dallas said that. Guy. Oh, I remember him. He's the guy who's walking around with a recorder. Records it.
Yeah, at TBRU.
At TBRU. Yeah, so it was funny. But it was good to hang out in at Lafitte's, going back to Bourbon Street after that. We got hungry. I mean, I was so hungry because all we had were chips the whole day because of the drive. And we went to that restaurant. No, not restaurant. That small deli place.
Yeah.
They call it the Nelly Deli, but the name is really Quartermasters. And
yeah,
we got ourselves some sausage. I got some hot sausage.
Maynard likes the hot sausage.
Yeah, that's right. I like them spicy. So, yeah. What did you get? You got a croissant thing, right?
I got the chicken salad croissant because now I'm all about the chicken.
Yeah. Just so hungry back. But it was around 1 o'clock then. It's a good thing there's a lot of them open already. Now, what happened to our friends? Most of our friends are kicked out from their hotels, right?
Right. As far as I know Casey and Giles at some point were sitting in traffic. I mean, pretty much everybody that drove were sitting in traffic because the evacuation of southern Louisiana and along the coast and everything kicked off. Actually, they started evacuating that Friday when we got there along the coast. And then by Saturday, it was mandatory evacuation for the entire coast. So, everybody was sitting in traffic, or they were stuck at the airport trying to get flights out. James and Justin got one out yesterday about 3:30 and got home, so they were lucky. So,
yeah, we were still driving, and they're already home. So that
So,
well, good for them, but sucks for us.
Yeah, good for them. Yeah.
We were driving. It was easy in about.
Somebody forgot to cut their iPhone off.
Sorry. Okay.
Who is it? No, you got to put them on. They got to be on the show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, I can't. I can't. He's in Seattle right now. He's a friend of mine from Seattle. Well, he's a friend who's John. My friend is in Seattle right now, so I think they're just calling. I'll call him up. I'll return his call later.
Yeah.
And we just drove back around 11:30. No, wait. Yeah, 11:30, and it was easy. It was hard going out of the town because there's some kind of bottleneck going to Houma. And then
we bypassed all that because we took Highway 90 out.
That's
right. We went out and hit 90 and went, and we didn't run into really any traffic until we got to Lafayette,
mm-hmm.
When we had the first Gustav casualty of.
Evacuees. Yeah, and then when we reached Lake Charles, it wasn't too bad because it was really just
our
congestion
worst,
because of construction. Yeah.
Our worst part was from Beaumont to Houston because there were so many people on the road. It was, in fact, I switched over driving with John right as soon as we got out of Beaumont. And it was like saying 71 miles to Houston, something like that. Mm-hmm. So we switched. I got in the back seat. I dozed off for a little bit. I woke up. It was 60 miles from Houston, and it was an hour and a half later.
Wow.
So
that is so bad. Yeah, it's just evacuation is really terrible. Yeah. I mean, they it's a good thing they did it early. Fine.
Yeah.
But they still haven't planned it all out. We went through 90 going to Liberty, and you had to tell them that you're going this place because you just can't go to Houston. They were trying to stop people from going to Houston.
Houston, yeah. They said that there would be no places, no shelters in Houston for New Orleans. So
you actually have to say that you live in Houston to let you pass. That's what happened to us. So
no, we didn't have that problem. We were on I-10, so I guess nobody was stopping traffic or anything. But there was a ton of wrecks just because I think it was so late. Everybody was exhausted for being on the road for however many hours they'd been on the road, and people were having wrecks left and right. Because there was three real bad ones we saw coming through. There was one right there in Lafayette where a guy had his a camper, the big fifth wheel camper behind his truck, and somebody ran into him and totaled the truck. So he was really screwed. Not only could he not get out, he was sitting in Lafayette with his camper in the middle of the road with nobody to get it out of there.
Yeah, that's so screwed. That's scary. But, needless to say, we're all safe, I guess. You guys came in safe. And Mike already arrived, too, so I'm really happy. He drove.
Well, that's good. I'm glad he decided to get out and went and go stay. Yeah,
he was thinking about staying in and riding it out. But, no, he was even telling me this morning that this could even be worse than Katrina.
Yeah.
So we don't know.
Well, they're saying, I don't know, it lasted, it had downsized to Category 3. And yesterday it kept going up to 4, and then it was up at 5 at one point, then it went back down from the news we were getting. So, but whoever's east of Louisiana is going to get creamed. So my only hope is that it doesn't change direction and head this way, because nobody in Texas would have anywhere to go. Because everybody from Louisiana is already in town and taking up all the hotels north of here. Because I know a lot of people are going on up to Dallas and stuff, because there wasn't many, the hotels here were already starting to book up. So,
do we really need to evacuate to Houston this time? I don't think so. Are you? Well, are you going to write it out?
Well, no. If it hit, I'd say I'd write it out, just because if we tried to evacuate Houston after that last fiasco that we had with Rita, I'd been like, you know what? I'll take my chances. I'll go down here. If they said it was coming to Houston, I'd go buy me a generator, get me a bunch of gas, sit it down here, and just ride it out, board up and ride it out, I think. Because we're far enough in that I think we just have a lot of wind and rain damage.
Yeah, it's going to be
and over here, the part of town I'm living in doesn't flood that bad. So.
Yeah, it's not going to be bad. But I think it's just going to be a tropical storm when it reaches us. So it's not. I'm used to that.
I don't think it's going to come near us the way it's going now. I think we're going to miss it all. So.
Yeah, I think so too. So we don't need to move anywhere. Okay, so I'm happy that we're all good and safe. And thank you for all those who send text messages, all my friends and people who are tweeting on Twitter, twitter.com/nard. Yeah, people who are sending tweets that, be careful and have a safe trip, stuff like that. Thank you for all those.
People, if you tried to call or text me, I have my phone back now. It was a casualty.
What was wrong? You ran out of power?
No. The iPhone is dead. We're having services tomorrow for it.
Oh, the iPhone just died just like that?
No, the iPhone had a water sports incident.
Okay. That's okay. I don't want to ask anymore unless you want to share that information.
No, we're in Lafayette and I was using the bathroom and I went to button up and all of a sudden plop.
Oh, that is terrible.
I mean, so it's just like.
Did you fish it out?
Oh, yes, I fished it out as fast as I could.
Oh, gross. Was that after flushing?
No, it was before flushing.
Oh, so it's even.
It was an iPhone. You have to sacrifice for iPhone.
So. That is. I'm sorry. So you're now using a loaner phone or?
Well, actually, I got John's old iPhone. We loaded everything on it and it finally restored and got everything on it a little while ago, so.
Oh, he's got the older iPhone?
Yeah.
Oh,
the original one that came out, he went and updated to the 3G, and he just had that one. Luckily, because I'd been having a lot of phones, so.
Oh, yeah. Well, at least you got another phone.
Yeah.
So. Oh, wow. It's just bad weekend. It's just 24 hours, actually, practically.
I know. It feels like our whole weekend screwed because of being on the road so long yesterday. I'm still, just exhausted. And I was like, yesterday when we left, I said, well, at least I'll be able to get home and do this and this and work on some stuff I wanted to work on. But it was just like I got here. I woke up when I finally woke up this morning about 11 o'clock because we didn't actually get to the house till about 3 a.m. So I was just exhausted this morning. So,
yeah.
In fact, we're sitting there in our recliners watching TV, vegetating.
I actually ate because of the long trip and stuff, I ate a whole bag of chips. I can't believe I ate a whole bag.
Well, we cleared out a bag of chips and a bag of popcorn and a case of water on the way back.
Yeah. It was hard to pee. If you're on the road, what are you going to do?
A lot of people were just pulling off the side of the road and peeing, which is understandable. I mean, some people I even saw got out. Because the traffic was so slow, got out and ran over to the bushes and peed, and then walked back down and got back in their car. So
That's exactly what we did.
Let me tell you about the best thing. We were on 90 and we were going. I was before we got to Huma.
Okay.
But there is this blonde-headed chick standing out on the side of the road with this little slimsy little sundress on, with her backpack and a suitcase standing next to her. Shaking her leg, showing her punani, trying to get a ride.
Oh my god! That's what
It was funny. I was like, "Well, girl, I'm sure some trucker will pick you up."
You think she got lucky?
I'm sure somebody got lucky.
Wow!
But it was like, damn it! I wish I had my car.
Yeah, I was when we were driving on I-10 alongside with the bad traffic. There were these diapers on the road. Not on the road, but on the sidewalk, on the shoulder. And there are about probably hundreds of them. We don't know if it's used or not, but you know they're all scattered. So what's with the diapers?
Probably somebody had a bag sitting in the back of their truck and it blew out or something.
Yeah, it's possible, but it's
if people had babies, they probably changed the diapers and just threw it outside the car.
Yeah, but
because I'll tell you what, the whole way home, I'm not want to be stereotyping people from Louisiana, but every damn car that had a Louisiana tag on it was throwing shit out on the road.
Oh, that is sad. I saw some people. I don't know if it's from Louisiana, but somebody throwing cups.
I was like, this ain't fucking Bourbon Street.
Yeah.
I mean, this is Texas. Don't mess with Texas. We'll kick your ass. Mm-hmm. So
it's a very interesting weekend, but, the 24-hour weekend for us practically. Well, we're just here.
Yeah. Southern Decadence, the 24-hour condensed version.
Yeah. That's very short. The shortest Southern Decadence.
There's a lot of sucking and fucking, and everybody had a good time for 24 hours, and we all had to go home.
No, not even 24 hours. Probably just that.
Well, a bunch of people got there on Thursday, so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it was fun all the way.
Yeah.
I feel sad. And I checked up on my friends, people who are tweeting and people who are flying and stuff. Everybody's okay. So we're just waiting. We're just waiting for Gustav. Gustav is the bitch. He's our bitch trick this weekend is Gustav. So anyway, so what are you going to do now? You're just going to
hang out. We're going to go pick Buddy up in a little bit from the grandparents and come back to the house, and I'm sure Mr. Rowell and Mr. Laura will go out tonight, but I think I'm going to stay in.
Really? Mike wants to stay in, too.
I'm sure the bars will be hopping tonight. So.
Oh, yeah, definitely. People from Louisiana.
Yeah. Southern Decadence got moved to Houston, probably.
Yeah. Why don't we just do it here?
It's very funny. You know, we go down to Southern Decadence, you know, to see all these people, and it's like the whole crowd from Houston. So I just think it's hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. Okay, so I guess we're going to wrap this up and just a few shout outs. So I'm going to do a shout out to Troy from Decadent Ducks. Yeah, thank you for, accommodating us there at the party, although we are a little late. And it's very nice to talk to. And we got to meet him face to face. And we could have recorded the show with him on Saturday, but everybody had to evacuate.
Yeah.
He was there for the last
'cause at 8 a.m. Ray Noriega said, get the hell out. Get out.
Reagan. Oh, Ray Nagin, you mean. Okay.
Ray Nagin, yeah.
Ray Nagin. Yeah, and one more shout-out. Jeff from Cubs Out Loud. Happy birthday. It was his birthday last weekend. Last Friday. I think he was in Houston when we all went to New Orleans. So we didn't get to see him. And that's it. Shout-out to Mike. He's naked right now, dancing in front of me.
Woo-hoo!
Hi, Mike. Okay.
Turn the camera around, Maynard.
Okay. Turn the camera. Oh, he ran away. He was shy. Okay, so Yeah, he got in. I'm really happy Mike is here during a very testing weekend or testing week. There might be no classes or no school or work there this weekend. This week.
Yeah. Well, if everything hits like that, it might be another couple weeks before he gets to go back. So
I know. Mike, did you pack a lot for a week worth? Week's worth of clothes? 2 weeks? Yeah, he's okay.
What time did he leave yesterday?
What time did you leave? Oh, okay. 7 o'clock last night. He arrived. 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock. No, he left 10 o'clock yesterday. Last night, and then arrived around 10 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, it's about 12 hours. However, he did sleep 4 hours. 2 hours in one rest area, and 1 hour in 2 hours in another rest area.
Yeah, the rest areas were hopping yesterday. So pretty much anything once you got into Texas, because everything in Louisiana along the I-10 corridor and 90 was closed. Mm-hmm. I mean, they were closed down. I mean, a lot of stores, they had to pay at the pump thing. They had that on and they left. I mean, I guess they were coming back and cut it off at some point, or when the gas ran out, it'd cut its own self off. But at least we didn't run out of gas. But I did notice one of the problems that a lot of people had.
Yeah.
Most people that don't have bank account, don't have ATM cards or credit cards, couldn't get gas. And they were asking people if they gave them cash, if they'd put it on their credit cards or whatever for them. Because the gas stations were closed, and the only way you could get gas is use a credit card or a debit card.
That's right. Oh, yeah. So. People would rather use. Actually, when we were inside New Orleans, I tried to top off my gas when they arrived.
Yeah.
I can't anymore. They ran out of gas already.
Yeah.
The whole of
so,
New Orleans.
Well, see, before we got New Orleans proper, we pulled off and filled up because, you know, we said, well, just in case, you know. So
yeah, that's true. We got gas in Baton Rouge, so make sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then we had the whole tire incident, so.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Anyway, so any more shout-outs on your side?
Shout-out to all the people that evacuated Louisiana. Hope the best for you.
Yep, and I hope everybody's out and about from Louisiana for now. Well, Lake Charles, I think it's going to hit Lake Charles, I think. So,
yeah,
no, people from Lake Charles are okay. But it's going to affect
yeah,
New
but
Orleans
the
more.
The bad end is all over Louisiana. So, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama. It all as big as the storm. They said the other day the storm was 900 miles wide.
Yep. That is
so that's
big.
Pretty much from Louisiana. If you drive, that's pretty much all, that's not even the distance between Louisiana, New Orleans and Houston. So,
yeah, it even hits us. So, it's going to be a tropical storm when it hits Houston. So,
yeah. I don't think it's going to come close to Houston. I think it's going to get pushed up and it's going to go up towards College Station and stuff. So anyway.
Oh, anyway. Okay, so yeah, if you guys have comments, send your emails to nard@bearpodcast.com.
Or ray@bearpodcast.com.
Yes, and visit the official website at www.bearpodcast.com. And call the voicemail line. What's the voicemail line?
206-222-BEAR.
Yes, that's 206-222-2327. Yeah, we'll play it in the show. And go to myspace.com/bearpodcast and subscribe via iTunes. Or if you have an iPhone, go to bearpodcast.com/iPhone. Okay.
Just do not drop your iPhone on the commode.
Yeah.
It will not work afterward.
That's right. All right, so say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, everyone. And we'll catch you guys next week. And hopefully everything's okay. Many whoops and many hugs.
Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear.